There comes a time when just about all of us will need help with the simplest of daily chores like cooking and washing. And when that time comes for senior citizens in Fairbanks, Delta Junction, and now Tok, they won't have to struggle or resign themselves to checking in at the local old folks home. They can just sign up for the Senior Companions program.
My senior companion steps in and they can now assist that individual so that they can remain living in their own home for as long as possible.
Laurie Lizotte runs the federally funded program out of the Fairbanks Senior Center, and she says it's urgently needed.
By the year 2020, 19,000 seniors in our community alone, and we only have like 260 beds, Pioneer Home and Assisted Living Homes.
Lizotte says it's the same situation statewide.
Alaska has the fastest growing senior population in the entire country.
She says that's because many of the people who came to the state in territorial days or early on after statehood stuck around. And despite the independent spirit that brought them here, many of those old-timers now increasingly need help.
When you look at those statistics and you realize how fast our aging population is growing, what are we going to do to help them as they age? That's where we step in.
Senior companions like Kathleen Parsley literally do step into the houses of people who are signed up for the program.
They need more help. Some of them can't let go of the walker to get the clothes out of the dryer. How would they do that, you know, and without likely falling and hurting themselves?
Parsley has five clients around Fairbanks who she helps do both household chores and errands around town. She says many seniors don't drive and badly need the transportation.
A lot of people just struggle with that and have to go around, knock on doors and ask, could you take me to the doctor on Friday? And
Parsley is herself a senior citizen, so she understands that sometimes her clients just need companionship, both around the house and sometimes to get out of the house.
The joy of this program is that I can go to the movies and take them with me. We go out and eat a lot.
Besides the personal gratification she gets from helping people, Parsley says the part-time job keeps her active, and the $2.65 an hour stipend the program pays improves her quality of life by boosting her fixed income.
It works great for me. It's just enough extra income to add to my Social Security.
Lizotte says in addition to the stipend, companions are paid mileage and expenses. And she says the money they earn from the job is not federally taxed. But she says the pay obviously isn't intended to be the big draw for people interested in becoming a senior companion.
This is truly not about the money. Yes, we get to put a little money in your pocket, but this is about generosity. It's about compassion. It's about caring.
Lizotte says she's recruiting more companions to meet the growing need in Fairbanks and outlying areas. There are 28 companions now, including 7 in Delta and now 2 in Tok. She says anyone interested in the program must be at least 55 years old and be able to pass a background check. And she urges anyone who meets those requirements, especially the compassionate and caring prerequisites, to contact her at the Senior Center. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.